What a great song, our life song. Listen to the word as it comes from Psalm 96, verses 1 through 8. Hear the word of God. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His marvelous works, he is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You know, I really believe in the power of focus. When you can focus on just one thing. What one thing would you like to focus on in this coming year to grow in your spiritual life? That's what this series is about. You're given the opportunity to choose. Focus on one word. You heard last week, Polly talked about her word last year was peace. Focus on one song, and I'll talk about that today. And then following, to focus on one fruit of the Spirit or one story from the Bible or one prayer. But for right now, I want to share with you a message that's in my heart. What might happen if in this coming year we were to focus in on just one song? I believe something powerful could happen. Because I experienced a little bit of that this past year. Well, I didn't focus in on one song for the entire year, like Polly focused on one word for an entire year. I did do it for the majority of this past year. And I'll tell you that song in just a moment. But you may be asking right now, how do I go about choosing which song to focus in on? Well, I'm going to offer to you a couple of little suggestions. And the first thing is, think about this. What particular season of life are you in right now? It could be a season of rejoicing. Well, then pick out some songs that fit that season. It could be a season of grief. Pick out some songs that would help you to express that. It could be a season of searching or looking, and it could be a song about searching or looking. What season of life might you be in right now? That can tell you something about the song that you need to choose. The second question I'd like for you to reflect upon is this. What particular need do you have in your life right now? Is it the need to be able to trust? So often that is the number one thing for us, even as Christians, to be able to truly trust. Then find a song about trust. The one that comes to me right now is, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Now, I'll tell you a little secret when it comes to choosing hymns. In the hymnal in the back, they'll list things like, hope. And you can look under hope, and you can see all the songs that have to do with hope or eternal life or trust. And that's one place to look for a song. That's just a little tip. And then, of course, for those of you who aren't particularly married to a hymnal, there are other kinds of songs available as well. Polly brought a lot of her CDs up here. Just begin to look for songs that go with that particular need that you have in your life. The third question is this. How do you think God is calling you to grow? And I really liked what Kellen said and that what a word she chose, action. What might be those songs that go along with that challenge that God has given Kellen? What might those songs be? Work for the night is coming when no man works. Hey, that one, that just now came to me. And then another question to ask yourself, this is fun. Do you ever find yourself just sort of humming a song? You don't know why you're humming it. You just go, I seem to be humming that song. You know, God may be giving you that, and you need to pay attention to it. I remember one morning when I was in Rich Square, North Carolina, at Rich Square United Methodist Church, pastoring that church. It was my second church. A lady called me real early in the morning. She was one of the oldest ladies of the church. She lived out in the country. Her name was India Quinn. And she says, "I have a question for you, William." I said, "What's the question?" It was very early in the morning. I knew it had to be important. She said, "I woke up this morning singing, 'I'm bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land.'" I said, "Well, that's wonderful, Miss Quinn. What's your question?" She says, "Do you think God's calling me today?" I said, "Miss Quinn, you know what? We don't ever know, but it sounds like to me you're ready if he is." And then, of course, the last question is this. What one song could you sing that you can honestly say that you believe this? That you believe it? You know, I like Third Day. Polly and I like Third Day, and there's actually a song that's based on the Apostles' Creed. It's powerful. This is what I believe. Those are little tips about how to choose a song. Now, how did I choose my song? I didn't really choose my song this past year. It kind of chose me. You see, I was invited to give the graduation message for the Disciple Bible Study in Prison at North Carolina Correctional Institute for Women. And I was thinking about what we needed to do that night. What should the message be? And it came to me that the message needed to be this. Y'all have done something significant that we need to celebrate. God has done something significant. You see, so often in the lives of these ladies, there are very few things to celebrate. They don't feel good about themselves. They look back, they don't have a whole lot of happy memories. They open up their family album, there's not a lot of happy faces there all the time. And I was thinking, we need to help them to celebrate. But it's not all about what they did. Primarily, it's about what God did. And so I began to thinking about that. And a song came to me because in that song, it talks about raising an Ebenezer. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12, Samuel says to the people of Israel, "God has done something here among us in delivering us from the Philistines. God's grace has miraculously intervened, and we have been saved. And I'm going to lift up this stone," and the stone was called Ebenezer. "Here I raise mine Ebenezer, for thus far hath the Lord brought us." And it came to me, that was the message for that night. It's from the hymn, "Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Take my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." That song chose me. And so I gave the message that night. And then every day from then on, I focused on that hymn. Now, what do I mean by focus? Once you choose a hymn, or a hymn chooses you, or a song, or whatever the spiritual song is, doesn't have to be from the hymnal, how do you focus on whatever you choose? There are several ways. First of all, commit the lyrics to memory, to your heart. You can sing it. When you sing it, that's actually worshiping God. And you can also study the story behind the song, the composer. How did it come to be written? Fascinating stories about how songs came to be written. You can do many things. You can listen to that song played by other people. This particular song, Come Thou Fount, has been played by Jars of Clay. It's by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I found out it's sung and played by a variety of different people and different styles of music. You can focus on it in many different ways. You can pray over that song, meditate upon it. You can take a few verses out of it, like, here I raise my Ebenezer, and you just reflect upon it. What does that mean for me to raise my Ebenezer? What might my Ebenezer be? Reflect upon a phrase or a word. You can meditate upon it, pray upon it. You can actually print it out and frame it and maybe put it up on the wall of your house. There are many different ways to begin to focus in on your hymn. One of the ways that I focused in on the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, was I studied the story behind it. Never knew the story behind it. A fellow by the name of Robert Robertson, born in the 18th century in England, wrote that particular hymn. When he was 8 years old, his father died. He was very hard to raise. His mother didn't know what to do with him. She sent him to London to become an apprentice to a barber. The barber didn't know what to do with him. He was a headstrong young fella. He ran loose. He got with the wrong group. He hung with the wrong group, and he was wild. But when he was 17 years old, one of the things that they thought they'd do that night was go to an evangelistic meeting and disrupt it and make fun of the preacher. But the preacher that night preaching was George Whitefield, who led the great revival in England. And during the preaching of that sermon, Robert says that something happened to him. He couldn't explain it, but he knew that he was being addressed by a loving God whose offer he could not turn down. But he didn't accept the altar call that night. For 3 years, he pondered about, what's going on? What is it that's tugging at my heartstrings? And then on December 10th, 1755, he accepted the Lord. 3 years after that, he became a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then he was preparing a sermon, and he wanted a song to go along with this particular message. And he wrote, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Wow, powerful story. That's one of the ways you can focus on a story. Do a little research. What are the scriptures that you can find in that particular song? And, you know, that leads you back to the Bible, and you can read scriptures, and you can learn scriptures. Well, let me speed this up just a little bit. What might happen by the end of 1 year if you were to choose one song to focus in like that? What might happen? Well, here's what I believe could happen, because it happened to me. You will have developed a new spiritual discipline. Do you know what a spiritual discipline is? It's something that you practice. Something that you practice so you can grow in your relationship with God, where you can make yourself available to the grace He wants to give you. There are many spiritual disciplines. We know a lot of them: scripture reading, prayer, communion, worship, acts of piety, all kinds of things. But focusing on one hymn in all these many different ways becomes another spiritual discipline, something that you begin to practice. And by the end of the year, doing one little thing, but over a long period of time, there'll be dramatic changes in your life. Because when you begin to focus in on one song and you're doing something with that song every day, you're spending time with God. You're worshiping. You know, we cannot both worship and worry at the same time. It's a tremendous antidote to worry. Anytime you begin to feel your mind wandering or you begin to worry, pull that hymn out and begin to sing it. You know, by the end of the year, you will find a way to draw close to God, who draws close to you. You will have found a way to grow in your relationship with God. God will probably teach you something through that song that you needed to learn. And you'll grow in many ways that you didn't even expect it. What might happen by the end of the year? I don't know, but I'll tell you what happened to me. When I sing this song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and I do it the best I can, and I'm not a singer, okay? But I can't help but sing when I think of God's goodness. My heart got so full of gratitude, I didn't know what to do. So I decided to preach a series of sermons on it called cultivating a grateful heart in an ungrateful world. That's how that sermon series came to be, because my heart began to be filled with gratitude. I began to look back on my life and to see all the ways God had acted. And I said, there's an Ebenezer there. Something happened there. Here's an Ebenezer. September 20th, 2 o'clock. It was on a Friday, September 20th, 2007. Something happened there. It was in a back room of the Rock Bear Rock Cafe, a little table. That's where I met Polly. I began to raise my Ebenezers, look back and see, and I became full of gratitude. And I have a prayer. Lord, you have given me so much. Give me one more thing. A grateful heart. I believe it's changed me. It still needs to change me, and it still is changing me. But by the end of the year, you'll be a little bit different. One little thing, if done on a regular basis over a long enough period of time, can make a dramatic change in your life. Now, I want to share something with you. You may not choose one hymn. You may choose one word. Probably after last week, every one of y'all said, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to choose one word. Now the series is all done with, right? But anyway, whatever you choose, it doesn't matter. Here is the good news of Jesus Christ. God can put a new song in your heart, put a new song in your mouth. From Psalm 40, verse 3, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to God. You see, more often than not, I have been singing the old, old, old songs. And I'm not talking about old songs that were written a long time ago. I'm talking about those little tapes that go on in your head, those little tapes that go, oh God, woe is me. Oh God, woe is me. Oh God, woe is me. Those are the old songs. But the new song is this. To you, oh God, praise be. To you, oh God, praise be. To you, O God, praise be. The psalmist says he put a new song in my heart. You see, in this new year, with a new song, there can be a new year, new you, a new you. That's the good news. God can give us a new song. Not the woe is me, but I'm a child of the King. Not that I'm worthless, but you know what? I'm priceless. A new song. A new song. Here's what I really believe. When you sing, it involves the heart. And the core affections of your heart can be changed when you open up to sing. God gives you a song to sing, and you begin singing it. It will continue to change your life. You know, one time John Wesley struggled with faith. He said, here I am, a preacher of the gospel, but I'm struggling with my faith. He went to see Count Zinzendorf, a great Moravian pastor. And he said, oh, I know what you need to do. John Wesley was ready to take notes. What do I need to do? He said, keep on preaching faith until you have it. He said, you mean keep preaching faith until I have it, even if I don't have it? He says, yeah, keep preaching it until you have it. Let me tell you, keep singing about faith until you have it. Keep singing. You know, in Psalm 42, verse 8, it says, but God's song, the song he gave me, sustained me in my night time. There will be night times when you can't rest, but God will have given you a song, and if you'll stand up and sing it, that song will carry you when you couldn't carry yourself. Let me tell you something. I studied that hymn writer, Robert Robinson. Man, what a story he has. You see, he became a minister, and then he lapsed. He went backwards. He went back to drinking. He went back to carousing. His life was a mess. He was a disgrace. He turned in his credentials. He was climbing on a stagecoach one time, and this lady on the stagecoach was humming, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And she turned to him and said, sir, have you ever heard of that hymn? And he said, madam, I am that poor, unhappy man who wrote that hymn, and I would give 1,000 worlds if I had them, if I could enjoy those feelings I had then again. And she said, do you know that in that hymn there is a line that you wrote that goes, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Through his own hymn, he was brought back to the Lord. Lived the rest of his life as a dedicated minister of the gospel. And guess what? It was because he needed to focus on the very song that he wrote. Isn't that something? What song might you choose this year? The invitation is just simply this. God wants to give you a new song. Polly and I would be glad to pray with you specifically for that. Lord, I need a new song this year. I need a new song of hope, a new song of trust. I need a, whatever it is, I need a new song. Perhaps you don't even know what it is, but God will give it. If you need a new song, come for prayer. And God will put a new song in your mouth. Let us stand.